This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you ever gone low blood?
Launching into the third hour of the program, and as always, you're invited here to join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves, toll-free, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Mike,
and Will.
We're going back to your calls and thoughts. Pretty heavy on the Bitcoin talk here tonight, but of course the phones are always open for you to dial in and bring up anything. Daryl in Austin, Texas, you barely had a chance in the last hour. Go ahead with your thoughts here.
Also, you guys were talking earlier about that that economist and his whole idea that the government has to fund things to make it, to make, you know, have to be in charge of these, you know, not try to control things to make things more legitimate. I think government controlling things makes it less legitimate sometimes, because this government is only good at one thing, and that's screwing things up and wasting money.
Yeah, I mean, we all know that as liberty-minded folks. We've seen the government programs trying to achieve whatever and then actually achieving the opposite of their intended point and having 10 times the expected cost than what they had originally planned for. And I mean, government is just a boondoggle, and it's awful, and it's violent and terrifying. But yet there are still people out there who believe that when the government approves something, that that makes it legitimate and it makes it safe and that it makes it okay.
Well, Stiglitz in particular has been noted in this area, where he helped create a new branch of economics called the economics of information, which, among other things, included helping to explain the circumstances in which markets do not work well and how the selective government intervention can improve their performance.
Yes. It's about you buy that one, Daryl?
I don't buy it very much. I do know that, for example, franchises came with an excuse of votes being made illegal in the United States back in, I think, the 50s.
Wow.
Yes, it was. It's kind of an interesting story where the media, you know, just went after franchises because, you know, a few disreputable people were doing disreputable things.
It's going to help.
And the only way that I could possibly see that maybe that an industry might get help is if the government went and after an industry in the courts, and the courts looked at the government and said, no, this is actually pretty legit. You guys are kind of overstepping your bounds here. That's the only thing I could see where if the government goes after you and the courts side on your side, then that actually could help you out in the long run when it goes to other countries. That's the only thing I can see. And that's kind of a few and far between. So with, and that's stretching.
Well,
we have now, you
would think, well, that's because the courts and work for the state.
Sure.
I mean, at the end of the day.
Guess what? Yep, they sure do. Even if they...
everybody's paycheck comes from the same pool of stolen money.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a conflict of interest, but try pointing that out in court, and it, you know, doesn't ever get you anywhere.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, the judges, they have their pensions invested in these corporations that own the prisons that they're sending prisoners to.
That's right. Daryl, anything else you want to share with us tonight?
That's it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. If you want to join us here, you can do that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-4255. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and Skype username is lrn.fm. We've been talking about some of these old bankers that are on the attack against Bitcoin. They've trotted another one out, this one from Wall Street, apparently. They call him a Wall Street magnate, which means that he's a big money guy. His name, John Bogle, and he is now warning investors to keep their money away from the Bitcoin industry. Jack Bogle, legendary investor and founder of Vanguard Group, an investment firm managing $4.5 trillion worth of global assets. I mean, so to this guy, Bitcoin at $150 billion is chump change. I mean, this is nothing more than a child's trinket.
Right.
Right.
No finger pole.
To this guy. You know, his cup of coffee is worth $150 billion. He's poured scorn on Bitcoin as an asset. This is according to CryptoCoinsNews.com. At a time when the decentralized cryptocurrency is valued above $10,000, at 88 years old, the now retired chairman of Vanguard Group was present at a Council of Foreign Relations event in New York on Tuesday. Now, that's like one of the big, bad internationalist
globalists
groups, right?
Illuminati.
He was there, and an audience member sought his opinion about Bitcoin. In remarks reported by Bloomberg, Vogel was sharp in his response, stating, quote, "Avoid Bitcoin like the plague." He's old. Did I make myself clear? I'm serious. He goes on to say, Bitcoin has no underlying rate of return. Bonds, pointing to bonds relying on interest coupons, stocks with earnings and dividends. Gold has nothing, he added, before quickly turning to Bitcoin again. There is nothing to support Bitcoin except the hope that you will sell it to someone for more than you paid for it, he reportedly said. So this sort of a similar comment to what the Stiglitz or whatever made earlier.
Yeah. And then Jamie Dimon months ago. And
suggesting that the only value to Bitcoin is the value of the expectation that you're hoping that the price goes up over time. That there's no other value whatsoever to Bitcoin. And, of course, that ignores the fact that the value in Bitcoin is its decentralized payment network.
And it's, you know, demand versus its scarcity. And
right.
It's got its own inherent value based upon that supply and demand curve. And, you know, anybody who says that that's not the core of basic economics, you know, really isn't paying attention.
But if Bitcoin didn't really, like, work really well, then it wouldn't be as valuable. And that's why I'm surprised that Bitcoin is doing so well, considering the fact that the transactions are, some of them are getting stuck, some of them cost a lot of money.
But, you know, there are plenty of things that don't work really well as money anymore. You know, how many? When was the last time you paid for a pizza with gold?
Never.
There you go. But gold still has a good value.
No, it wasn't pizza, never mind.
You might have been able to buy some food at, like, the Porcupine Freedom Festival with silver, but I don't think anybody's throwing around gold.
Or diamonds. You know, have you ever bought anything with diamonds and you pull out your pockets and diamonds or rubies or
anything
like that? See,
no.
But they still have value.
Expensive.
Then there's still a store of value. You know, there's people that store a lot of those things. And
but with diamonds and gold, you could argue that those things are useful in the marketplace as products for, you know, gold. You would use it in electronics for, you know, conducting things, for instance. It's pretty. People like to buy it for jewelry. Same thing with diamonds. Diamonds, of course, can cut very well, and people like them for jewelry. So there's other reasons why people want those things besides the fact that they're valuable.
You know, paintings. Why have an ugly old painting from centuries ago that's worth $400 million?
Numismatic value.
Collector's value.
Collector's value.
Collector's value. Numismatic value.
The fact there's only one of them that's the real McCoy.
Well,
right?
In that respect, you have a similar scarcity of bitcoins, and it's got a collector's value.
It does, but that's because it does what it says it's going to do. If Bitcoin did not allow you to transfer money across the world in a relatively short period of time for a relatively low fee, then it wouldn't have the same value that it does. If Bitcoin had failed, you know, and if your transactions failed one out of three times, for instance, then it would not have a $10,000 value, no matter how scarce it was. So it has to do what it says it's going to do, and it does. It just, now it's not as fast as it once was, it's not as cheap as it once was, and so I'd like to see fast and cheap and effective, and that's what a lot of the other cryptocurrencies are doing very well.
But that's often used as an argument against things like gold and silver, and for things like fiat money, because fiat money is fast and cheap.
But no, it's not. Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are a fraction. Well, Bitcoin's becoming less, but the rest of the crypto world, if I want to send $10,000, $1,000, $100, Western Union and MoneyGram are going to charge me through the nose to send that to, not even across the world, but if I want to send it across the city, they're going to charge through the nose for that. Whereas with Dash or with Monero or Zcash or one of these other ones, you can send it for a fraction, you know, of 2 cents.
0.0026 cents.
1 cent.
Yeah.
2 cents worth of cryptocurrency. So there's a lot more to support Bitcoin than the hope that you'll sell it for more. Bitcoin is supported, and these other cryptocurrencies are supported by their networks, which are distributed, decentralized networks of thousands of computers all around the globe that create something that allows you to get around the banking system. There's tremendous value in that. It's Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Vassies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
Right back.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
People search the internet for everything.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
And unflappable.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is LRN.FM. Some old banker guy from Wall Street says to avoid Bitcoin like the plague. We'll get into a few more of his comments here in moments. But maybe he's right. Maybe you should avoid Bitcoin and get into some of the altcoins instead. No, he's talking about avoiding all cryptocurrency. He's very afraid of...
Do it my way. More coins.
There are some other options out there. In fact, there are over 1,000 other, I think 1,300 right now currently over at coinmarketcap.com if you want to look through them. But then there's the top 10. And right now, rising on the list to pass Bitcoin Gold to retake the number 5 position, Dash is back in the top 5. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Dash, by the way, at record highs of over $700. I heard it even went through $800.
Currently at $712.
$712.
And just to do a little...
There's some Dash news out there as well. Apparently, Dash is buying a Super Bowl ad.
Is that true? Because I heard they were talking about it. I didn't know if it was like too late to buy a Super Bowl ad because it's getting close, right?
Yeah.
Like that's January.
And
usually, right?
The founder said Dash can afford a Super Bowl ad.
Isn't that amazing?
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna just to do a little experiment right now. I'm sending a Dash transaction right now. So 0.0026 cents. And let's see. I'll keep a close eye.
0.02. So 26% of a cent is what you're sending.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I will keep
an eye on this.
You're kind of cheap, not even 2 cents.
And we'll see just how quickly, because Bitcoin, like if I sent, like I just sent like a little over $100, you know, not a whole lot of money, but a little over $100. Now, if I had sent that with Bitcoin, it could be this time tomorrow before it finally comes through.
If you did a low fee, then...
If I did 0.0026 cents, it wouldn't come through sometime next month.
Wait, are you saying that was the fee or that was the amount you sent?
No, the transaction fee was 0.0026 cents.
Oh, okay.
The amount that I sent was a little over $100. Now, if I sent a little over $100 of Bitcoin to you for 0.0026 cents, it would come to you sometime next week.
Yeah.
If it didn't time out
completely. Right. There's a big backup in the Bitcoin transactions, and that's one of the reasons why people are using Dash. I was at the barbecue food truck here in town in Keene called Hot Hogs today. I paid for my barbecue with Dash.
Nice.
And it was super easy. And my fee was about 1 cent. 1 cent worth of Dash.
That's better than a credit card.
It's way, but well, technically, it's not better than a credit card because the merchant pays the credit card fee, whereas the buyer, when it comes to cryptocurrency, pays the fee on top of the cost. So if it was $7 and I paid with a credit card, it would be $7.
Well, that's a great way to encourage merchants to adopt.
Correct. For the merchant, it is very, very good because the merchant gets to collect 100% of their transaction, whereas the buyer has to pay a very, very small fee. 1 cent, that's negligible. It's meaningless. It's no big deal. But Dash, you can join them and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. You go to Dash.org and you can find out why. Bogle, the man from the Vanguard Group, John Bogle, he's 88 years old. He says avoid Bitcoin like the plague. He says further that Bitcoin has no underlying rate of return. I don't really know what that means, but it seems to me like if you bought Bitcoin a year ago, your rate of return would be over 1,000%.
That's a bit better than your S&P 500.
That's a bit better than any investment, basically, that exists on the face of the planet.
In the government-regulated world.
Right. I guess there are a couple of cryptocurrencies that actually have done better than Bitcoin over the last 3 months. Bitcoin Cash actually had a larger percentage increase, and Monero and Dash actually all had larger percentage increases over the last 3 months than Bitcoin did. But Bitcoin, of course, has the largest number per unit, so it gets all the attention. And it's number one.
Big market.
Bitcoin, according to Bogle, or Bogle went on to say, quote, there's nothing to support Bitcoin except the hope that you will sell it to someone for more than you paid for it. And this was one of the things that I didn't understand at first about Bitcoin. Like, I remember when I was first introduced to it by Gavin Andreessen years ago, one of my questions was, well, what backs Bitcoin? And the answer is, you know, it seems like on its face nothing, because it's just this digital currency. You can't even hold the thing, but in your hand. But what backs Bitcoin is the network that it exists on, the payment network that has thousands of nodes all around the globe, cannot be shut down. The government can't just waltz into an office with guns, put a gun to some engineer's head, and have him pull equipment out of a rack and shut down Bitcoin like they could at PayPal or something like that.
It's the number of people in the network
that make it strong and make it valuable.
And there's this thing called Metcalfe's Law of Network Effects.
What's that?
Well, it basically says that the power and value of any network, of whether it's a computer network or a network of people, is not based upon the number of people in the network, but the number of possible connections between nodes in the network. So the growth of a network doesn't grow linearly with its growth in the node population, whether that's people or computers, but exponentially because of the greater, the exponential growth in the number of connections possible between nodes.
It's just a stronger network.
It's a stronger network. And that's why, one of the reasons why cryptocurrency is seeing such exponential growth in its value, because it's got that network where it's not limited to money passing through banks and central banks and payment systems like that. You have, you know, money going person to person globally, and that's creating a huge amount of economic value in the system. That's
because you're cutting out the middleman. Anytime you can cut out the middleman, you've got more economic value, right? Because you can get a better price.
You know, you can deal directly with people in Africa and Asia, wherever, and it's giving value and power to that network and to the medium of that exchange.
Well, Bogle says that, quote, it's crazy to invest in the digital asset, he said. He said further, Bitcoin may well go to $20,000, but that won't prove I'm wrong. When it gets back to $100, we'll talk. Yeah, that seems really unlikely. As you were saying, the more the network grows, the strength, the acceptance of Bitcoin, the use of Bitcoin in the marketplace, the less and less and less likely it's ever going to go as low as
I nominate him for when it reaches a million, John McAfee has to have some spotted dick for lunch with Mr. Bogle.
I'll buy the can from Hannah, please.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And yeah, it can seem crazy to invest in something that is as sort of dramatic in its price swings as Bitcoin. But that's why, you know, we say, hey, if you can't afford to lose it, you shouldn't invest it in the first place. There's a lot of crazy investments out there that have really worked out for the people that have gotten into them over the years. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Treat your aches and pains with sunshine pillows. Microwavable knee wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body knee wraps.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free to join us here. We've been talking a lot about cryptocurrency and some of the attacks against it. But there's other currency in the world, like the Venezuelan Bolivar, that is in the news. And as is the case with fiat money, which is, of course, the government money that we're talking about here, the Venezuelan Bolivar, the U.S. dollar, the Zimbabwe, are they calling it the dollar, though, still over in Zimbabwe? These are currencies that are almost guaranteed to lose value over time because the state is in charge of them. They are the ones who decide what is circulating and how much at any given time. And, of course, it's never enough, so they've always got to print more out, which destroys the value of it, as is happening in Venezuela. We'll tell you more about that. And, of course, you can share your thoughts with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. With you here in the studio, you've got Ian.
Mike. And Will.
So let's go to the phones first, though. We've got Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, it was announced that the city is going to throw the smokers out of the outdoor ART bus stop.
So all right, so no smoking bus stops. And I imagine that you're happy about that.
Well, you know what? My thing is, I'll believe it when I see it. Because you know what? They could talk. they could talk like, oh, yeah, right. They're going to ban smokers out of an outdoor bus stop, like in Albuquerque. I'm only supposed to believe that.
All the smokers need to do is to say, you know, we're, you know, addicted to nicotine, therefore we're physically disabled, and we need a special area and our own bus stops.
A special smokers bus stop.
Yes.
Smoker segregation.
I don't know. Well, the thing is that the whole argument was that we're outdoors. Everything is blown away. So I really can't believe that they're
going to
enforce it.
Well, here's what... I used to be a smoker, okay? I used to be a smoker not long ago.
Yeah, you just quit before you moved here, right?
Yeah. Back in September, September, I quit. Right around the turn of the month.
Vapor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, really, I don't really even use this very much. Like, I probably hit my vape like 10 times a day. You know, whereas I used to smoke over a pack a day.
And you cut it down, right?
This is the lowest nicotine level that you can buy. Throughout the day, so, like, I'm trying to wean myself off it altogether.
Your vaping here always drives my sinuses crazy. So that's
a big really?
Yeah. Yeah. I vape more when I'm on the air than I do any other time of the day. You see that, too, don't you? Like, I rarely ever hit it. And then I come in here and I sit down and I'm just talking and not doing anything. And it's like a nervous thing with my hands, yeah. But if that's the law, you know what I'm doing? I'm coming because, like, a bus stop is like, you know, a spot. It's like, what, 20 feet wide? Yeah, a little overhang. So what I'm doing is any day that it's not raining, which is usually a normal day in Albuquerque, New Mexico, I'm walking 10 feet away and I'm firing up my cigarette because that's where I'm going to smoke anyway because most people who smoke don't, unless they're the only person at the bus stop.
Yeah.
Don't smoke around everybody else at the bus stop unless they see other people are smoking.
You think so? Has that been your experience, Sarah?
At least in Orlando, that was the way it was.
Was that your experience?
Here in Albuquerque, the alcoholics, the panhandlers, the smokers, they sit right at the bus stop. And all of the rest of people that are catching the bus, we have to stand 20 feet away.
I love the reverse. I love how you can hear the latent resentment in her voice. The smoker.
If you're not a drinker or a smoker, you have less of an excuse to be able to afford your own car. So, you know, because the smokers and the drinkers, they're wasting all their income on their drinking and their smoking.
Sure.
And so, you know, that's why I ride the bus.
Welfare.
Well, you know what? That is the whole idea. The thing is that they are trying to change that. You know, they have these drunken alcoholics. Chain smokers, drug addicts, loitering at the bus all day long, smoking, panhandling. So they're going to kick them out and bring the students, the people that are going to work at school and that.
So why do you ride the bus and not drive a car?
Well, the thing is, huge deal. I never owned a car. I never have enough money to own a car. And plus, I don't like to drive. I'm afraid of driving. And I support this all-electric. But this is completely all electric with no air pollution, fossil fuel.
So you love...
Except for when they're burning coals at the power plant.
Yeah, to make the electricity.
You're happy being part of the droning herds of the mass transit.
Not everybody wants freedom.
Droning herd in more than one way, because we're drone bombing Afghanistan and Pakistan. The American government is drone bombing Afghanistan and Pakistan so that we can have access to the materials in their ground that are used to make the batteries that run that great big electric bus
which is so grand and wonderful.
You know,
she's claimed to be against war.
Bounce that rubble, man.
You have to be, if you're against war, you have to be a conscientious spender, a conscientious buyer, a conscientious consumer, and try not to support things that are going to further war. And
so you're saying she's not doing enough.
Well, if you support fossil fuels, then you support the war machine. And if you support this whole electric...
Well, she should have a horse.
Everything should be electric.
You're in New Mexico, right?
Yeah. Still supporting fossil fuels.
That's the state of Billy the Kid. She should be riding a horse to work.
Yeah, what's up with that, Sarah?
Instead of supporting, you know, the Saudi government with her money, she's supporting big coal, which is oppressing and holding down coal miners in the U.S. So instead of helping oppress Saudis with the money that she spends on oil, oil, she's helping oppress Americans through the coal industry. I mean, you literally just took one set of dirty hands and found a way to make them dirty in a completely different way and are calling it progress. It's cleanliness, you know.
Of residents of West Virginia and Kentucky and Tennessee die from black lungs.
Let her get a word in edgewise here. Sarah, go ahead. It's not
hard. You know, we get our electricity here from solar panels. This is the Sunshine State. What coal are you talking about?
You're telling me that those buses are solar-powered buses. That
65% of the electricity consumed in the United States comes from coal-powered power plants. So, and you may have some nice solar power plants there in New Mexico, but the fact is that 65% of all the power going into those batteries on those buses comes from plants dumping massive amounts of not just carbon dioxide, but burning coal puts more radioactive heavy metal isotopes into the public environment than the entire one coal plant does more than the entire nuclear industry put together.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And these are toxic heavy metals and that are also have radioactive isotopes in them, and you see these pools of fly ash that sometimes flood the rivers and so forth. These
really?
Are the government.
I grew up in Appalachia.
Yes,
it's true.
Know, and the government allows the coal industry to sell the fly ash to the cement industry to be filler in the concrete that goes into building your foundations and your schools. And that's actually where the majority of the radon that becomes a carcinogenic hazard to families comes from, not from the natural ground.
I do not know about all that, but I'm still excited about them throwing out the smokers.
So you've got a lot of opinions for having such little information.
Well, you're burning so much coal in your electric bus, we can call you a smoker.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. I appreciate it.
Oh my God.
Actually burning coal in New Mexico. Maybe they've got some other source. But, yeah, your point still stands that it's a tremendous amount of the power in the United States. The toll-free number, if you want to join us on the radio, just like Sarah there, is toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to check in on the status of the world's least valuable currency. We talked about Bitcoin, the world's most valuable currency. But what about the Venezuelan Bolivar? How's it doing down there? How's the government printing press strategy working out for currency?
Great toilet paper.
We'll give you
cheaper to burn it than buy
the details here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up. Our number 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions, and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business's Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol. Driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
However, an alternative. It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. Will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Buy, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
A lot of times if you're deficient in certain areas, it can lead...
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191. Yeah!
Is Free Talk Live. Dial in and join us on the radio waves here. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. The Free Talk Live forum is available to you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and hosts. You can find that. It's free, by the way, over at forum.freetalklive.com. With you in the studio in this remaining segment, it's Ian,
Mike,
and Will.
So we spent most of the show tonight talking about cryptocurrency and the attacks against it by the old money, big banking people. But let's talk for a moment about the world's least valuable currency, which is the Venezuelan Bolivar. Story from CNN Money. And this was written, by the way, on November 22nd. So this story is a week old, and it has to do with Venezuela's spiraling into a pit of despair caused by their socialist policies and caused by their crazy monetary policy, which is to say that they have exchange rates that are government set, meaning that the government has determined that one U.S. dollar shall be exchanged for 10 Bolivar Fuerte, the so-called strong Bolivar in the marketplace. However, the marketplace has a different idea of what the Bolivar Fuerte is worth. The country here, according to CNN Money, is spiraling further into a humanitarian disaster spurred by the government's economic policies, which have caused the currency, the Bolivar, to plunge in value and prices to skyrocket. Food and medicine shortages have been reported across Venezuela. People are unable to get the most basic medicines. You got an infection? Good luck, because you're not likely going to find any kind of antibiotics anywhere around, unless you happen to know the right people in the black market who have access to them. What's that you say? You want to find some chicken? Good luck. People are trying to eat their own pets and zoo animals right now in Venezuela because
the president recommended that people should be eating more rabbits.
That's right. Yep, they're planning. There's some new state plan to breed rabbits.
You do. He does realize that there is a thing called rabbit starvation.
What does that mean?
Rabbit starvation is where your main protein and fat source is rabbit meat, and basically you can starve to death with a full stomach because rabbit meat has such a low fat content.
And it's the same thing can happen with fish as well.
Yeah, that you have to have some other source of complex fats, beans, nuts, some other source, because if you don't, you literally can starve to death with a full stomach.
Perhaps the Venezuelans ought to join the World of Warcraft economy, because apparently the news is out that the fake gold in Azeroth, the mythical setting of the World of Warcraft, has a higher value
more
than the Venezuelan Bolivar.
Yeah, the Bolivar, in fact, has lost 96% of its value this year alone. As of the time of the writing of this article, it took 84,000 bolivars to buy one American dollar, or the reverse. If you have one American dollar, you could have gotten 84,000 bolivar for it. However, as I said, this was a week ago. Right now, if you go to dollartoday.com, the current price of one U.S. dollar on the black market, according to dollartoday.com, is $96,794 bolivar fuerte. You can exchange one U.S. dollar for 96,794 bolivar fuerte today. That's 1 week after it was 84,000.
Wow.
So there's an extra 10,000 bolivar fuerte between
pretty
1 week.
Pretty soon that'll be worth a Satoshi.
And the next. Actually, I believe that's pretty much like neck and neck right now. There was news about that recently, too. But according to the story here, earlier this month, the dollar was worth 41,000 bolivars. They've got a handy chart here showing that on November 1st, $1 would get you 41,000. On November 15th, it was 60,000. And November 21st, 84,000. Now, here we are toward the end of the month, and it's getting very close to 100,000 bolivars per U.S. dollar. According to the story here, earlier this year, it was 3,100 bolivars to $1, according to Dollar Today. Millions of Venezuelans look at Dollar Today or another site, Paralelo Venezuela, to find out how much money they need to buy groceries. If there's any food on the shelves at all, the government's official exchange rate has been deemed meaningless. Inflation in Venezuela has soared to 4,115%.
I'm sure that's fine with Jack Bogle,
the banker from earlier. Compared with a year ago, according to Steve... No, I'm sure Bogle would talk about how the central bank in Venezuela is mismanaging their economy, and they just need better managers with better policies to...
Better training. It's always better training.
Yeah. Hire one of his guys, and they'll take care of it. According to Steve Hanke, professor of applied economics at Johns Hopkins University, who's an expert on hyperinflation, the crisis has deepened since the government defaulted on some of its debts, which they just did within the last couple of weeks. Another one. The economy, he says, is really in a complete death spiral. It's gotten a lot worse there in just the last 2 weeks. Other estimates are lower than Hanke's, but exorbitant by any other country's standards. The Venezuelan research firm Econalytica estimates that prices spiked about 1,430% in October compared with 1 year ago. Prices at hotels and restaurants were up 70% in October from the month before. Soaring prices are forcing Venezuelans to wait hours in line at the ATM, the supermarket, or both just to get by, and things could soon get worse. As we heard, of course, recently, the Venezuelan government earlier this year rolled out the first 20,000 bolivar note, and since then they have rolled out 50,000 and 100,000 bolivar notes.
I want a bazillion.
They're getting there. They're getting there. I don't know how many zeros is behind a bazillion, but they're working on it. By the way, both government and its state-run oil company, PDVSA, recently defaulted on some of their debts. If more defaults follow, which there's no reason why they wouldn't, investors could organize and seize Venezuela's only valuable asset, oil, in the United States. That would choke off the government's main source of cash, which it needs to import food and medicine, which, of course, it's not really doing.
How is it that Venezuela has the largest oil reserves in the world?
Yeah.
And they can't feed their people basic foodstuffs.
This is government failure, I mean, as we talked about earlier.
How bad do you have to be to screw up the most profitable industry on the planet and not be able to make a profit out of it?
That's government.
That is the government.
The government can't do anything as well as the marketplace can. It doesn't have the same incentives.
Was it that Roy Acuff, one of those cowboy types said that you could put the government in charge of the desert in 6 weeks and it'd be out of hand? My other favorite thing, you said something yesterday when we were on the air and it popped in my head, was the worst thing about Congress is they have to convene and make decisions.
Yeah. President Maduro, whom the Trump administration labels a dictator, demanded earlier this month that the nation's debt be restructured. The government and PDVSA owe more than $60 billion in U.S. dollars just to bondholders, and the central bank has less than $10 billion in reserves, which have slowly dwindled over the last few years as the country has paid debts. The country's liabilities extend far beyond debts to bondholders. In total, Venezuela owes $141 billion to bondholders, Russia, China, contractors, and oil service providers, according to an analysis by Moody's Investor Service. So things are getting really bad in Venezuela. People are very hungry across the country. People last year lost, I think it was 17 pounds
on average. They need more crypto.
They do. And in fact, they some people are doing very well in Venezuela because they're willing to flout the laws and run Bitcoin mining operations, which is useful for them to actually feed their families.
Also, the Venezuelan dissidents are organizing a blockchain to finance the resistance.
Wait, their own blockchain?
Their own blockchain to finance the resistance. And the ultimate goal is if they're successful in deposing the Maduro dictatorship, that blockchain will become the national currency of Venezuela.
Wow. That's a big idea. I would love to know more about that. I don't know if anybody out there is in Venezuela or has the internet access that it would take to contact us, but if you are, you know, speak English and you know a little bit more about that plot, that sounds absolutely fascinating.
So I just have a cool little thing that is totally off of any topic that we've talked about. That's the second time you've done that, and I've almost... all over myself both times.
His chair is going back.
No, I'm just too big.
Oh, don't know.
We just got our second major player in the Bitcoin world sponsor at the Malik Center.
Really?
Bruce Fenton, who's...
No way.
Bitcoin conference you and I will be going to this
I'll be there
weekend.
Too.
That's right, Friday.
All three of us will be there.
The first
this
ever New Hampshire blockchain conference happening in Portsmouth.
Sponsored the Malik Center for $1,000 worth of Bitcoin.
That's amazing. That's
nice.
Great.
Just right now.
We'll be talking with him, I'm sure, from his conference coming up Friday. Tomorrow, we're actually going to be broadcasting from the Free State Bitcoin Shop. So we're going to be doing 2 days of broadcasting out in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, the other little city that could in New Hampshire when it comes to Bitcoin and Dash acceptance in the marketplace. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.